welcome to the Think Big Show. It is Monday, October 1st, and is the inaugural Think Big Show, bringing entrepreneurs and business owners from around the world together to think bigger, work smarter, and grow successful businesses faster through online strategies, leadership, and mindset. This is Mia DeBolt, founder of the Think Big Network, the community of empowered entrepreneurs who are creating successful businesses online. You can find out more information about what we do at thethinkbignetwork.com. And now it's my great pleasure to introduce my partner in success and life, mission accomplishment strategist JT DeBolt, with today's Think Big message. JT, take it away.
All right. Thank you very much, Mia. And I want to say hello to all my friends on this inaugural episode of the Think Big Show. And I say good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, whatever time it is for you, no matter where you might be tuning in from on the Big Blue Marble. Thank you so much for being here today. And remember to join us here each and every single Monday through Friday. That's right, 5 days a week now. We're going to be doing this here at 11 a.m. Eastern. You can follow us right here at blogtalkradio.com/Think Big Show. Make sure you subscribe. Make sure you share this with all the folks out there that you know would benefit from this message. And before you, before you go away, Mia, come in here. I just want to say something because it's really cool. We're doing this. This has really been kind of about your vision. You know, for a long time, I don't think a lot of people understand this, but you've been a huge instrumental part in our business, but mostly, you know, doing things not necessarily in the forefront, but you've stepped into a new leadership role. So this is pretty exciting. What do you think about this?
Oh, I'm absolutely loving it. It's putting myself out there a little bit more than I'm comfortable with, but I'm really happy to do it because it's really about you and about sharing all the knowledge that I have that I've kind of just been sharing with JT. So I'm really happy to do it.
Well, it's going to be cool. And the thing I love about this new format is, I'm going to be coming out here and presenting the content, so to speak. But really, it's you and I are working together on this. And I'm just happy to be able to contribute to what you're really building here for the big thinking entrepreneurs out there in the house. It's going to be a lot of fun. So I'm stoked. So thanks for having me here.
Thank you, JT. I know that you've been working so hard to build an audience and to really give all of your best for 5 years and more. So I'm really, really grateful to have you here to be sharing this with the Think Big Network.
Awesome. Well, with that said, let's jump right straight into it. I'm pumped. I'm excited. Hopefully you are as well. And listen, today we're going to be talking about something that I think is important, and it's apropos for this, the very first inaugural episode of the Think Big Show. We're going to be talking about how to launch a new venture. This obviously is a new venture, but you know, you yourself in your own business and life may be launching a new venture. Maybe you've done it in the past. Maybe you're looking to do one soon. Maybe you're in the middle of launching something new. And we're going to be talking specifically about that today. Now, at one point or another, if you're out there leading, if you're growing, if you are committed to making an impact in the world, you will invariably be launching something new. Whether you're launching a business, maybe you're launching a new product, maybe it's a new project that you're heading up. Maybe it's a career shift that you're making. Maybe you're making a career shift from one level to that next, climbing that rung of the ladder. Or maybe you're looking to do something completely different, a new way of life, a new way of being. Either way, leaders grow, leaders evolve, and leaders invariably transition. And I have to say that I remember this from back in 2008. Literally this past Saturday was September 30th, and that marked the 9-year anniversary that I left the United States Navy. So it's crazy to think that I haven't had a boss. I haven't had a job in 9 years. And that might sound kind of cool, and I think some people listening to the show today probably understand, you know, like that's part of their, part of their dream. That's part of their vision, and that's part of what they're here to achieve. And that transition, that's a big jump. That's a big leap to make. So to wrap our heads around how we actually do that can oftentimes be a little bit daunting. It can be something that can feel overwhelming, but it doesn't have to be. We can manage that. We can manage that sense of overwhelm by putting in place a few simple pieces of the puzzle. And when we have these pieces of the puzzle in place, then things start to kind of fall together. We still have to do the work. We still have to get the hammer and the nails and the saw. We have to, you know, put things together. We have to build it and construct it the way we want it to be. But when you know what to do, when you have that simple blueprint, then things start to come together much more simply. Now, the thing about this, anytime you're making a huge shift, a huge launch in your life, it can be frightening, right? Sometimes it's painful. And it's times like this that we have to remember that that's all good, because that's what growth is predicated on. Growth is predicated on discomfort. Growth is predicated on facing our fears or facing our insecurities. If we're not willing to face those fears or those insecurities, then we allow them to beat us. We allow them to win. But if we want to live a victorious life, the life of a high altitude leader, then what it means is we don't just think big, we have to play big. And when we do this, we step into our greatness. Because it's not just about the struggle, all right? It's about growing through the struggle. It's about becoming better. So often you hear about people that talk about their struggles, they talk about their tough times, and there's no nobility in that. Where the nobility is in our ability to endure, get through, and become stronger and better and more competent, become more capable, to become the literally the truest sense of ourselves that we can become. So how can we as leaders launch a new venture and build them to success? How can we step into that and say, you know what, this is how I'm going to build it, and this is how I'm going to make it great? Well, the first thing you have to do is you have to be intentional. You have to be intentional, because how many times have you said, okay, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to launch a new business. I'm going to write a book. I'm going to put together a program or a product. But you're not really thinking in terms of what you want that thing to be. All you're thinking is, if I put this out there, then it's going to create a revenue stream for me, or I'm going to get more leads, or I'm going to have more people come take a look at what I do. That's fine and dandy. There's nothing wrong with that. But I'm talking about going deeper. When I talk about being intentional, what we're talking about here is getting clear on what this new venture means, specifically what it means to you. What does this new venture represent? Now think about this. It's one thing to say, listen, this is my avenue to financial freedom. This is my avenue to time freedom. This is my avenue or my vehicle to help me be able to do better things for the people in my life. But what does it really mean? What does it represent? We've got to go deeper on that. What it means is getting down and getting clear on the purpose. I'm going to talk more about purpose here in just a few minutes, but I want you to think about this. If you're launching a new venture, you have to be very intentional about what you want this thing to represent. Now, if you followed me long enough, you know I talk about values, vision, mission, and purpose. And again, the thing about purpose is it's a very deep conversation. I had a conversation with a gentleman last week just about this very thing, and we're going to get a little bit deeper on purpose. But if you're clear on your values, your core values in life, if you have a vision for what you want your life to be, if you have a mission, and that mission is the vehicle that's helping you achieve that vision that you have for yourself, the mission itself can change. For a very long time, I did podcasts. I've been podcasting for almost 5 years now. And what's interesting about it is, as I enter this fifth year of doing that one thing, that even that mission itself has changed. Many of you know me from a previous podcast, and now this brand new one is awesome because there's so much more freedom and so much that we can do to really help people and help affect change in their businesses and in their lives. And that mission has a purpose now, a strong purpose that you're going to feel exude through the messages here and everything we do to support it. But you have to be very intentional when you start something new. You have to have that sense of what this could represent. And here's the beautiful thing. If you don't know what it is yet, as long as you have the intention that you're going to find out, as long as you have the intention that what you're doing is meant to serve something bigger than just yourself, then everything else takes care of it, takes care of itself. But it starts with being intentional. Now, the second part is you have to be very specific. You have to be very specific. You got to talk about who it serves. Who is your business here to serve? And this is more, by the way, listen, this is more than a customer avatar. We talk about customer avatar quite a bit, and I get it. But you have to be careful, because a lot of times if you're just thinking nuts and bolts and tactics with the who, the customer avatar, all of a sudden you start looking at people as data points. You start looking at them as these, you know, little numbers that you crunch. But you got to remember, anybody who ever opts into your website, anybody who ever shows up and buys your programs, your products, your services, whatever it is, those are people with dreams and aspirations. Those are people with fears and insecurities. Those are people with pains that are looking to be solved. and they're looking to you. What an amazing responsibility to be that person that they trust. Now, we have to be clear on who that is. We have to be clear on what it is we do for them. The what is as important as anything. What it is that you do for other people, when you're clear on that, you have the confidence to speak about it. You have the confidence to say, you know what? This is what I do, and this is how I do it. Even the where and the when is important. Even the where and the when. Listen, the chances are you are not a 24/7 machine. If you were, you know, you would be something remarkable. You'd be an anomaly in the human existence. There's a lot of people out there that claim they can hustle 24/7, but at the end of the day, there's only so many days you can really physically be in your business. There's only so many days you can physically be on the mission. Doesn't mean you're not thinking about it 24/7. Doesn't mean that you won't dream about it in your sleep. But what we're talking about here is when I'm talking about the when and even the where, that's the when and the where of you being present in the business. When you're actually on the mission, on task. And I can tell you this, when you're clear on when you want to work on your business and when you're clear on where you are going to deliver your best stuff, whether it's online, offline, whether it's through a webinar, whether it's through a live presentation, whether it's through a podcast, then that venture becomes that much stronger. That new business is that much more clear. When you know the who, the what, and even the where and the when, then all of a sudden it takes off and it starts to feed the bigger purpose of the business. Can you see how that works? Who it serves is almost as important as the how. The how takes care of itself. For a very long time in our business, I was not clear on necessarily how I was going to do it. I just knew that I could help other people. I knew that there were a lot of entrepreneurs out there that were struggling, not because they weren't capable, not because they were inept, furthest from it. They oftentimes had hit roadblocks, invisible ceilings, glass ceilings, sometimes of their own creation, and they needed help to blast through those ceilings. Enter my ability to be able to help them with their leadership and help them with their strategy, to be able to think through and establish the consistency in their business that they were seeking, that they hadn't had in some cases to that point. And understanding that that was the what and the who, there were times where I had to be clear on the where and the when, but I never had to know what the how was. The how revealed itself. And that's the part that I really want you to feel great about, is if right now you're saying to yourself, I would love to do this, but I'm not sure how to do it. I'm not sure how to actually build this thing. I'm not sure how to actually execute. I'm not sure how. Then I want you to know it's okay. It's not okay to stay there. You don't want to stay stuck there, but it's okay to be in that place temporarily, because as a leader, if you can recognize that and admit it, then start getting clear on the who it is you're here to serve. Start getting clear on the what it is you want to deliver. Start getting clear on the where and the when that you really want to be 100% committed to it and be full in on it. And the how will relieve itself. Will reveal itself. Now, aside from being intentional and aside from being specific, the next thing we have to do is we have to be purpose-driven. Okay? Purpose-driven. Now, I love this term. To me, I think it's one of the most important terms we can have, is being purpose-driven. A lot of times people are what-driven. They're driven by what they want. Well, I want to make more money. I want to fire my boss. I want to retire my spouse. I want to buy the new car, the new house. I want to pay off the mortgage. I want to pay off the student loans. They get clear on the what. But the purpose, some people call it the why. By the way, I'm not necessarily a huge fan of why anymore. I'll talk more about the transformation of that philosophy in future episodes here of the podcast. But I want you to know this. When you think in terms of purpose, the why gets solved. Because purpose and why are two completely different things. And I'll talk about that differentiation later. But here's the thing. When you're purpose-driven, that means you know your purpose. You know the purpose of what you do. You know the purpose of your business. You know the purpose of your products, your services, everything. You know the purpose of you showing up to it every single day, even when you don't feel up to it. Because knowing your purpose is key and essential as a leader. It's key and essential. And it pays huge dividends when you're launching a new venture. In fact, it's crucial to understand the purpose of the venture itself and to ensure that everything about it is purpose-driven. More than just the results, okay? Because it's not about the money. It's not about the esteem. It's not about how many followers you have or how many leads you get. It doesn't matter about your conversions and your numbers. All that stuff is kind of window dressing compared to the purpose. And by the way, I didn't say those things weren't important. Those things are very important. They're extremely important. But they pale in comparison to the purpose behind everything you do. If you commit yourself to building a purpose-driven venture, whether it's a business, whether it's a product, whether it's a career shift that you're making, if you make it purpose-driven, then you will not be stopped. You will not be stopped. Because the purpose is what's going to drive you through every single setback, through every single challenge, through every single time a person says, "Oh, that sucked." Or every time somebody doubts you or turns their back on you. Or people that show up and they say, "Hey, this is the greatest thing since sliced bread," but they don't do anything about it, which happens too. When you're purpose-driven, those disappointments, they seem to fizzle and dissolve. They don't seem to have much weight. Now, the next part is, if you're going to launch something new, you got to be bold. You got to be bold. That means you got to play big. It means you got to play to win. It means you got to play full out, always. I'm reminded of my favorite quote, my personal favorite quote of all time is, "Be bold and mighty forces will come to your aid," by the great Basil King. Now, the reason I love that quote is because it pretty much encapsulates the entrepreneur spirit. And if you're an entrepreneur or a leader of any type, you know you have to be bold. The best version of yourself is a person who plays the game bold. Now, that doesn't mean you have to have chest-pounding bravado. It doesn't mean you have to stand on a mountaintop and scream and yell and talk about how great you are. That's not what it means. Being bold sometimes is a very quiet but optimistic person. A person who has the confidence, that quiet calm. You know what I'm talking about? That person that you just get that sense, man. They got that special it factor about them. Yeah, you might see somebody who's got a lot of energy. They might be very vocal about their mission and about what they do. That's fine too. That's bold. But you don't have to be the outgoing, gregarious person to be bold. It just means you got to play big. And by big, it means relative. Big relative to you. Playing the game bigger every single day, that's a bold action. Taking bigger risks, putting yourself out there. Mia was talking about, hey, you know, it feels good to finally put herself out there. She's being bold. She has been for a very long time, but it's a big step for her to step from behind the scenes now up into the forefront and really be leading this thing called the Think Big Network and the Think Big Community. That's called playing big. And it's also called plan to win. You know, a lot of people play the game, but they play the game not to lose. And there's a big difference. It's a mindset shift as much as anything else, but it can also be strategic. How strategically you show up to the game. You know, if you're kind of playing, tipping your toes in the water and saying, "I'm going to try this out. You know, I'm not going to trust myself. I'm just going to give myself an opportunity to feel it out. And if it doesn't work, then I'm going to retract. I'm going to pull away." Well, guess what? That's not playing the game to win. That's hedging your bets that it may not work out because you don't trust yourself or you don't trust the process. But that's exactly what you have to do as a leader. As a leader, you have to be willing to step into the risk. You have to be willing to step into the challenge. You have to be willing to play the game to win and not just play the game not to lose. And of course, playing full out means every single day you give what you got. You give 100% of your best. And there might be days where you don't feel well. There might be days where you're exhausted, tired, when you're disheartened, when you're disappointed, when you're feeling less than your best self. But if you only had 50% to give and you gave all 50%, 100% of that 50%, that's far more than the person that has 100% to give but only gives 80%. When we're talking about playing full out, it's a decision, it's a commitment that you make every single day where you cut your losses, you burn the ships. And you say, "Today, I'm going to play full out. Doesn't matter what the outcome and the result is, as long as I show up and give the best of what I got today." And then show up the next day and do better than you did the day before. That is one of the boldest plays you can have. If you're launching a new venture, you've got to be intentional about what you want to achieve with it, what it means, what it represents. You've got to be specific on who it serves, what it does, and even where and the when. And of course, you've got to be purpose-driven, and you've got to be bold. And then finally, you have to be patient. Patience is more than just a virtue, my friends. It's the mark of a true professional. And a new venture often happens on its own timeline. Yeah, you might see all the great success stories and the testimonials about how so-and-so accomplished X, Y, and Z in a certain amount of time. And you think to yourself, well, there it is. There's the gold standard. That's what I'm shooting for. Nothing wrong with that. But if it doesn't show up on your timeline, that is not the time to get disappointed. That's not the time to become meek. That's the time to be strong. That's the time to say, I'm going to be patient with this. I'm going to play until. I'm going to stick with this thing until it does what I intended it to do. Ah, here we go with being intentional again. I'm going to be patient. I'm going to stick with it until I hit those targets that I specified. I'm going to stick with this and be patient because I'm driven by purpose, and so is this business or this project or this program or this product that you're making. And every single day, I'm going to play big. I'm going to play to win. I'm going to play full out, but I'm going to be patient, and I'm going to do it every single day until. Now think about that. That's the mark of a truly remarkable leader. That's how you launch any new venture. The what, the nuts and the bolts, all that kind of stuff, anybody can find that out. But what comes from within, the stuff that really matters, that actually gets the mission accomplished, is the stuff that you can bring. That's that patience, that's that boldness, that's that purpose, that's that specificity, and that's that intention that only you can bring to the mix. And so today and every single day, remember this. You have to have that discipline, that inner drive, that self-belief to make it happen. And it all comes from this cocktail of intentional, being intentional, about being specific, about being purpose-driven, about being bold, and about being patient. And remember this. You were born for this. Now it's time to get yourself on the launch pad, flip the switch, and let it go. Fire it up and make it happen. And my friends, I got to tell you, I'm so stoked to be back in the podcast game. I'm so stoked that you have come here to listen to us. Make sure you come here each and every single Monday through Friday at 11 a.m. Eastern for a brand new message. Mia, back to you, my love. This call is a wrap, and I'm going to hand it back over to you. And of course, look forward to being back with you here again tomorrow, my friends. And remember, no matter what course you fly in life, fly high, fly fast, and fly far. I'll be talking to you again tomorrow. Mia, back to you.
Thanks, JT. If you want to get our free 10-day bootcamp on how to make more money online by attracting customers through social media, go to thethinkbignetwork.com. Now go out and share your big takeaway from today's call with us and others by going to facebook.com/thethinkbignetwork. Be sure to like our page so that you get the latest leadership tips, marketing strategies, and online training that will help you grow your business, as well as updates from the Think Big Network community. This call is a wrap. Go out and share your greatness with the world now. Because now, my friend, is all you have. Thank you for tuning in live every Monday through Friday at 11 a.m. Eastern, and we'll talk to you soon.